Sanhedrin, Perikhes, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah addresses something that was talked about in Parshas Mishpatim, that the Pasuk says, that if a thief is found tunneling into someone else's house, the Torah's version of breaking and entering, Ein lo damim, he has no blood, meaning a person can kill him, and he's not liable for his death. He has no blood. And the reason for this is, our Mishnah says, Ababa Machteres, that somebody who comes into someone else's house to steal, and he comes tunneling into the house, nidon al shem sofo, he is judged based on what would happen in the end. What that means is that he's coming in knowing that a person doesn't stand idly by and watch his possessions being taken. So if he's entering someone else's house, the thief is prepared to kill the owner of the items he's coming to steal, because he knows the man may stand up against him. So since he's coming in with the intention that if necessary he's going to kill the owner of the house has the right and the obligation to kill him first. Therefore he's nidon al shem sofo, he's judged by what will happen in the end. The Mishnah tells us, Hayababa Machteres, is, let's say, somebody was breaking into someone else's house, Vishavar es hachavis, and in the process of breaking into the house, he causes damage. He breaks a barrel, let's say. So im yesh lo damim, if it's a scenario where he's not liable to be killed, and that is to say, under what circumstance? Let's say the thief. I know it sounds unusual, but let's say the thief is actually a close relative, the father, let's say, of the owner of the house. Well, he may be coming in to steal something from his son for some reason, but he's certainly not going to kill his son. And therefore, under such circumstances, the son has no right to take the life of his father, because he knows his father is certainly not, he may steal from him, but he's not really, certainly not going to kill him. And therefore, since under those circumstances, the thief is not under the penalty of death, therefore, he has a financial obligation to pay for any damages that are caused. However, im ein lo damim, if it's a regular scenario where the thief is liable to be killed because he's entering under the presumption that he may kill somebody, the owner of the house, since he's liable to be killed, ein lo damim, he's pater, he's not liable for the damage that he causes. And that's because of a concept called kimle b'derabimine, when somebody is liable for the death penalty, whether or not by court or even here at the hands of an individual. Under those circumstances, if the Torah says that his life is forfeit, he is not obligated to pay for any damages or any financial loss that he causes during that process.